When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of Desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, January 8th, the king would have been 88 years old. Oh, caught in a trap. Suspicion. Let's listen. What you doing to me
when you don't be? I always loved Nat King Cole.
Trouble's in the house. Thank you, Rick. Great tributes to Elvis all week. And we just learned that last week Lisa Marie Presley has been taken to urgent care with a heart issue.
Isn't that sad?
Yep. She's like 61 years old or something. If no, that can't be right. Can that be right?
No, yeah? She's got to be older than that.
Let's ask.
Lisa Marie is.
That's Steve Canold. You talk while I see how old.
Hi, folks.
How old is Lisa Marie Presley? 54.
Lisa Marie, but not.
Not Priscilla. But Lisa Marie's the one in the hospital.
Oh, I thought you said Priscilla was.
No. Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, with a heart issue. So we wish her well. Okay, we started off on a magic carpet with Lalo Tachikin. I just am peaceful when I say his name. But here's Steve Cano. Oh.
Hi.
There's my dear friend from ACT Tours, Steve Canold.
ACT, cheap tour.
Oh.
I'm joking.
Yeah, we're joking. Boy, your prices are fabulous.
Prices are, that's why we survived the COVID. That's why we are doing so well right now. Yeah. Because everybody, I don't care how much money you have, everybody wants a lot for their money, and that's what we promise you.
And you're leaving this weekend for?
I'm going this weekend to a place called Africa.
Oh, wow.
Victoria Falls.
Oh, that's
Zimbabwe on one side, Zambia the other. Oh, there's Botswana. And look, as long as we're there, we might as well go to Namibia. We're putting.
You're so good. You'd be good on Jeopardy.
Oh, yes. Me and Amy Schneider.
Oh, yeah. I liked her. She was so smart. So are you putting together your Victoria Falls tour for
I'm
all of us?
The vice president of our company is
Let me say it. Lalo Tachikin.
You just love that name.
I love that name. Yeah. It's musical.
So is Betty King. So anyway, we're going to be going to Victoria Falls and putting together an Unpack Once program.
Yes.
That will visit all those countries. And it's the seventh natural wonder of the world. I've had people cry when they see it because it's so
seventh
impressive.
Natural wonder.
Yeah, there's seven natural wonders.
Can you name a couple more? Great Wall? No, that's not a natural.
No. Nancy Pelosi. Wait a minute.
No,
I'm thinking of the Cape Rio Harbor.
Rio de
Brazil.
Janeiro.
Yeah. And that ties with Cape Town, actually, the Table Mountain there, and that. So they're beautiful ones, you know.
But the
Grand Canyon is up there too.
Yes, I would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And of course, I love the Copper Canyon in Mexico.
Of course, that's because you've been there and you took a group of your listeners.
And I met Zorro.
You met or made it?
Met. Oh.
Met. It's that Z tattoo on your neck that throws me off.
Oh, you're so dear. Okay, how about the Travel Club of the Desert? Will you be back in time for February's meeting?
Yes, we will. We just had one
the first
Wednesday of every month. Yeah, we have Princess Cruises.
First Wednesday of February is the 1st of February.
Exactly.
Who's going to be there?
We have the speaker of Amadeus River Cruises, who's going to talk about a new program we have. It's Christmas Markets on the Rhine. And that is going to be, of course, they'll be leaving in November.
Okay.
And it starts in Strasbourg. So you have all of these, the cities have these Christmas markets.
Christmas markets?
And they drink hot wine. It's called Glühwein. And they're going to be stopping there and along the way to Heidelberg, the Black Forest. They'll be going to Cologne. So this is a special that we're going to be offering for about $24.95, including airfare, transfers, and excursions.
Wow.
That's a very good price because...
You think?
Yeah.
Including the airfare? You're darn tootin'.
And then what? We also have speaking the gal from Antarctica, who is talking about our Antarctica program. And we have a lot of Africa meetings coming. We have groups going to Tanzania and as well as to South Africa. And then we have yours. You're taking a group to Dubai.
I'm taking, no, you're taking me.
No, excuse me. You are taking the people to that Arab country.
I've never been there. They'll get lost.
And
let's do February 1st. February 11th, 1995.
Including airfare and a balcony cabin.
Spain. Listen, Joey Pals. Spain, France, Italy, Sicily, Palermo, Roma, Barcelona, Savona.
Savona is a gateway
Mallorca,
to
Marseillaise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's 1995. And that's
includes the air from LAX.
Star. Yes.
What did
but
you,
then so does yours.
Yes. Okay. So that's February 11th through the 20th. Is there still space on
I'm
that?
I'm afraid that's out of the question.
Okay. Then Dubai with you is March 10th through the 17th.
With me.
1995.
She's such a card.
First class voyage to the Emirates and the Arab Peninsula, all balcony cruises.
You are going to not only the Emirates of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, but you're also going to the Sultanate of Oman.
Qatar.
Plus, we're going to spend a day in Doha, Qatar, which is where the World Cup just ended.
Just ended.
Yeah, these are all architectural wonders in all of these places.
How do you say Muscat?
Muscat.
Muscat. Oman.
Oman, Muscat.
Oh, I can't wait. What did you think of the grounding all the airplanes a week ago? Did that
Didn't. Fortunately, we didn't have anybody there, but my heart goes out to not only those people, but the Southwest air passengers who were
ground stopped
for days and days. Boy, what a quagmire it's been this year, huh?
Do people still want to travel when you talk to your travel club? I mean, you make things so easy, Steve. And the prices are so reasonable.
Well, one of the things that distinguishes ACT Tours is the fact that we send out newsletters before the trips. You also have documentation meetings, you know, usually an escort like yourself going to Dubai.
Gosh.
Yes.
When Steve escorts me to Dubai.
Yeah, can't wait to put the whistle around your neck. It's like herding cats.
Yes, it is.
But and we have the travel club, which is free, no membership. So anybody who enjoys travel can afford to with our company, I believe, and that's why we're still in business.
It's just
you get a lot of bang for your buck. It's a program that started with the Adult School of Palm Springs.
1976.
That's when I started. Taking my German students to Europe.
Oh.
The first customized tours I did was then. But the adult school was in the 90s, and they asked us to create a global classroom for the seniors mostly. And to that end, we've taken tens of thousands around the world.
And brought them back. He always brings us back.
Yes.
There were
just
days.
Instead of luggage tags, we issue toe tags. Where the stuff comes from.
Where did you get that?
I don't know, but it's the age of my clients.
So you're going to Africa. Tell me this countries again.
Victoria Falls is in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
And it expands. It's the longest waterfall in the world.
Tallest?
No, the longest, because it stretches from Zimbabwe all the way to Zambia.
Oh.
And it's incredible to see this either from the air or from down below.
Is a hotel?
The hotel is about a mile away.
That's all?
Yeah. And then you have the Victoria Falls Hotel, which is where Livingston and all the royalty of England stay.
Is that a town? Livingston?
Vic Falls is. No.
Oh.
Yes, Livingston is also a town, but it's not there.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, Zimbabwe, Zambia.
So we're going to be Zambia, those two. 30 minutes away from Vic Falls is Botswana, so we're going to go to the Chobe National Park, the Chobe River. And then we're going to take a sunset dinner cruise down the Zambezi River, which goes over the falls. Hopefully our driver will be sober.
Oh.
And, yeah.
And another country.
Another one of
Namibia.
Namibia. There's Impalila Island, which has this huge baobab tree. You know, they call them the upside down trees because it looks like
leaves
are up there. So we'll see that. It's going to be a wonderful package. We're going to come back. We're going to offer it to the public. Most people do a two-night extension to Vic Falls from South Africa or Kenya. But this, and everybody always says to us, why don't we stay longer? You know, and that's what we're going to do.
So next year, 2024?
We might do it this year. We might do it in the fall. If we come back and we're excited, Lalo has a lot to say about this because he's
Lalo.
Well, and he's usually right.
Yes.
I mean, I remember going to Peru and doing an extension the first time I was there to the safari lodge in the middle of the Amazon. And I said, this is nice for us, but it's not for our seniors. And he said, you've got to offer it. And sometimes when people, many times when people go, they like that extension, that three-day extension, more than they did Machu Picchu. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. I know about Machu Picchu. Mama Mary used to go there all the time.
I thought I had seen her before.
Yes, you had.
Yeah. It's...
What will
people
this
are
cost?
Traveling again, but I tell people, do it while you can. Who wants to go to China now, right?
Right.
We've taken groups to Ukraine. That's a wonderful country, beautiful people.
You can't go there now.
You can't even stop in Russia now. The cruise ships don't stop in St. Petersburg to see the Hermitage because of what's happening. Cuba, remember we took to Cuba?
Yes.
You can't do any of it now. Do it while you can, folks, while you still have a pulse.
What are you going to charge for Victoria Falls? You don't know yet.
I'm not quite sure yet. It just depends on, you know, we want to include everything. So probably about $3,000.
Will not. You've never done anything that was $3,000.
You think that's expensive?
No, but that's never been one of your numbers.
Africa is a tough nut to crack, though.
You've been doing 24, 25, 2600.
Well, how about 29.95?
There you go.
God, you know, she just, gosh.
She's... So
I would certainly turn my channels on the radio by now.
322-1247, ACT-tours.com. You love this comedy, this dog and pony show? Come with me to Dubai in March. Steve will get
By the way, you're flying nonstop on Emirates Airline to and from
Los Angeles.
Dubai.
We go from Los Angeles to...
Nonstop. No, I don't like to make connections if we have nonstop flights.
And where do we land?
In Dubai. On the back page you see that.
Oh, I'm reading Spain. Oh, that would be... Whoops, wrong turn at Pismo Beach.
You're flying in Oxnard.
You fly to Dubai in the United Arab Emirate. How many hours?
Oh, it's probably around nonstop.
11, 12?
No, how about 16?
Okay, I can do that. It's wonderful.
It's an award-winning airline. Yes, it is wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you for stopping by.
Happy belated you-know-what.
Yes, and be safe on your trip, and we'll see you in February.
Thank you, Joey English.
Okay, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.